Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, it's Christmas! Great time to break out your favorite beers and share with friends and family. And for beer geeks like me, it's a great time to look forward to a beer-related gift or two or three. Now, there are some wonderful winter warmers out there that can make a great Christmas beer, but just about anything works fine.
Christmas does seem especially fitting. This winter spices that you'll smell throughout the house, including the cinnamons and the mulling spice and the smells of pumpkin pie. There's a lot of those really, really deep, reminiscent smells. Even the smell of pine, even spruce. And usually the beers that come out for Christmas are big and bold and wonderful and help you endure the winter. Or the family, either one of the two, maybe both.
Seth Cook there from Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. The winter warmer is a style that can vary widely, but can be really tasty.
Winter warmers are usually characterized by a lot of spice, whether it be the yeast spice, but more recently the spice added during the brewing process, cinnamons and the nutmegs and the other spices.
Ginger.
And then the winter warmer, it just usually signifies that it's a higher ABV or higher intensity beer in terms of strength. Lots of times they're served in smaller glasses, sit around and play cards or laugh with friends or watch the fire die down. Just good beers to hang out and very social beers.
It's the time of year when beer lovers may bring out their biggest, baddest, and rarest beers. And for the first time, you may experience a beer that's corked and caged or even sealed with wax.
Cork and cage is what you would think of as a champagne bottle. So that has the cork, obviously, and then it has the wire cage that you have to untie to pop the cork. That's definitely a favorite way of doing some of the big beers. Other ways to do it, people have done wax seals before, so those are kind of the big, fun celebration beers.
Many of us have a beer or beers they associate with the holiday and will revisit annually, and that's the case for Seth.
I associate Christmas with going home a lot, and that's, I grew up back out in the hills, and we would go during Christmas and get Fat Tire across the border. We would run into Wyoming. We'd go over to a little liquor store there, and we'd usually buy a case of Fat Tire because we couldn't get in Brookings. And I would sit around, and I would meet up with my friends that were from all over the nation. And that it has nothing to do with an actual holiday style, but that's just more of a memorable association. Whenever I head back to the hills, I try to find a Fat Tire just because. It's what we had there. It's what we had, and it's kind of a good moment. I always try to swing by the firehouse too when I'm back in the hills. They always have good memory lane beers.
Wooden Legs brewer Don Choate also has some Christmas favorites.
Some of my favorite beers are the Belgian blonde ales. I have a bottle of Golden Drock that I can imagine myself opening after Christmas dinner, and any Belgian style beer. I just like those higher gravity, higher alcohol beers that taste really good. It reminds me of holidays and being warm and avoiding the cold weather outside.
How about you? Have a Christmas favorite or two? For me, it's Sam Adams Merrymaker, a really nice spice stout. The wife and I have made it a tradition to share a bottle every Christmas. More when Beer Untapped continues in a moment.
God bless the family, can't wait till it's over. Pass me one more Christmas beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk Christmas and beer. Beer lovers love to get beer-related presents for Christmas, even those involved in making the beer, like Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing.
It's always weird. If people assume that I own a brewery, that I have everything, and that I would pass some marked judgment on beer gifts. No, I actually shamelessly collect pint glasses just like everybody else. The best beer gift is my wife, actually, when we were just married, she bought me a set of really cool tasting glasses, nice crystal tasting glasses that go in the hutch. Really, really beautiful glassware.
Wooden Legs brewer Don Choate also has a favorite beer-related present.
My mother-in-law, who loves me very much, gave me a round ball ornament it was clear, and it had a small beer bottle inside, because she knows beer is my passion, and why not put it on the tree? It looks a little weird with all the kids' stuff, but why not? That's what I like.
Joe Ramsdahl, the back of the house manager at Wooden Legs.
Probably being introduced to Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale. That was probably one of the best beer Christmas gifts I've ever gotten.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the rain.
Wooden Legs also has stuff that would make great gifts for the beer geek.
We've got all kinds of stuff that is made here in South Dakota, not just South Dakota, but here in Brookings. Obviously, we've got beers that we'd love to have you share with your families. We've got gift certificates. In addition to those things, and t-shirts and the assorted things, we actually carry SDSU cheese here. So I know if you guys are looking for that extra Brookings-esque gift, we have SDSU cheese here, and we also carry Cool Beans coffee that is roasted right here in Brookings. So we have our own special blend, actually. It's called the Brewhouse Reserve. It's one of my favorites.
And don't forget Brookings Liquor Store, because craft beer lovers, take it from me, also love to get beer for Christmas. Beer guide Drew Eklund says they've got some great new stuff.
New on tap from Bank Brewing Company out of Hendricks, Minnesota. It's Smoke Bomb, 18 cents an ounce. Perfect name for one of the smokiest beers I've ever had. It's like a campfire in your mouth. And then we have from Brow Brothers, S'mores Moo Juice. 15 cents an ounce, like the original, but with a hint of s'mores at the end. The marshmallow really comes out for me. Good beer. So we have a campfire beer, and we have a s'mores beer. What if we mix the two?
Huh?
That's just crazy talk there. Drew says they also have their annual Christmas beers from Ridgeway Brewing out of England.
First one is called Bad Elf. It's an English IPA, which typically means it's more drinkable than its American counterpart, and it holds true here. Hopheads may call it bland, but as a gift, it's a pretty safe bet to the average beer drinker. The next one we have from Ridgeway is called Lump of Coal. It's a dark holiday stout, flavors of roasted coffee, caramel, and broken dreams. And the last one, everyone's favorite, Santa's Butt. It's an English porter. I'll just describe the flavor. Santa's Butt tastes like sweet toffee, dark chocolate, and coffee. And it's a bit nutty as well.
That's it for this week's Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Until next time, Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Drink local and drink responsibly.